Ask Don't Panic is a comedy podcast. The hosts and their guests are in no way experts, and they make absolutely no effort to sound like they are. Occasionally, they might give some sound advice, but I wouldn't take their word for it. These people are not to be trusted.
Stop trusting me!
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Ask Don't Panic. I'm Brandon Calderon, and with me, as always,
is Chris Miles.
Okay, so let's get right into it. A lot of things have happened. A lot of updates.
You have stories
for me? It is the first broadcast of November. Welcome to November 4th, if you're watching live. Welcome to insert day that you are watching this here, if you're not watching this live. And so, updates. How was your Halloween, Chris?
Oh, it was great. Fun fact, I learned how to put on a cat suit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you have any experience with that?
Yep.
Great.
Anyway, so, updates. It's November now, which, as you can tell, means it's Movember.
Yeah.
Which, if you're listening and you don't hear scratching on the mic, that's because the beard is gone.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why we are currently answering Ethan Hawke's question. He's asking this live. What happened to your face?
Tragedy.
Well, Ethan, what happened to my face?
Genetics.
Movember happened. Now, what happened was I was talking with a good buddy, a good old friend of mine, and he challenged me to Movember. He's like, well, what if you did that? What if you just had a mustache for all of November? And I'm like, that's not how Movember works. You're supposed to shave and then grow just a mustache. And he's like, what if you did that? I said, well, Jason, I'll do it if you do it. And he said, okay. Last night, I was on Instagram. No, actually, someone sent this to me. There's an Instagram photo of him with his wife.
I saw it too.
That very noche.
Yep.
Full beard. So my question to you, Jason, what kind of man are you that you would go back on that? How dare you?
This is beard law.
This is just being a man of your word. You say you're going to do something, then you do it. Whether you like it or not, whether your wife likes it or not. I don't know. I thought she would have been fine with it, but whatever. So here's the deal. You got to make good on this somehow. We'll keep in touch. We'll figure out how that's going to look. Anyway. So, moving on, because we don't want to get hung up on how much I'm upset about that.
No, but we'll keep you updated, dear listeners.
Yeah, we'll have a...
in all aspects of Brandon's life.
Movember hate 2014. current threat level is orange. Not quite red, but very orange. Significantly. Almost red October. Anyway, so something happened to me the other day. I was at work just yesterday, and I had to take out the trash.
Fair enough.
It's a normal thing. It's a thing that they ask me to do.
Yes.
And you see, the deal is people don't always rinse out our trash cans afterwards, and sometimes they leak, and so it gets trash water at the bottom. Just, disgusting. Just the worst kind of, and I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I'll be honest about that. I'm a bit of a germaphobe, and would you agree?
It might be a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, I think so. So, that being said, they assign me on trash duty. I go out, and I'm trying to lift this one bag up at the end of it, real heavy. It was at the bottom of the thing, so it was soaked with the trash water.
Oh.
I try lifting it up, and it almost falls. I try to catch it, end up getting a ton of just trash water all up my forearm, all onto my shirt. And I had 2 hours of work left. So for 2 hours, I was just sitting in filth. Oh. So I walk back in after all this, and I just have this look on my face. My coworker turns to me and says, oh no, what?
Oh no.
What happened?
Show me on the trash bag where I touched you.
And I told her exactly what happened, and she starts laughing, and she's like, I'm so sorry, but your face right now and how not okay you are with this is just too funny. And So I was super upset. And then now the way that I process things is kind of weird. I need to clean in order to like feel myself again. So in order to recover from getting trash all over myself, I finished the trash run because I needed to cool off and being around people wasn't going to help. I don't want to talk about trash anymore. It's trash is dumb. All right, so.
I'm just going to make a reference to you being a great husband and a roommate in the future.
Yeah, in the future.
So if I make you upset, you will clean the apartment for me. this is exactly what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more or less correct?
No.
Yep, great.
That's
Thank
not
you,
the
Brad.
Case.
I'm
no.
really excited. Let's sign a lease next week.
Hey, no, this is not the case. All right, so we got a bit of a special thing. Unfortunately, our guest wasn't able to make it today. So we planned a special episode, the Yahoo Answers Special Edition. Now, we have been avoiding this topic for a while, but Yahoo Answers is a cesspool of horrible, horrible questions and horrible people giving horrible advice. It's just the worst. Okay, can we agree on that?
Yeah, no, I'm rather.
It is literally the worst. I literally cannot even. So
we're only answering the odd questions.
So I've got a selection of ones here, and I'm just gonna shuffle through them just randomly. And here we go.
Bam.
If Batman's parents died, then how was he born? It doesn't make any sense. How died parents can have children? Did they think this through? Chris, did they think this through?
No, they did not. They did not think this through.
No, clearly. See, what happened was, is another one of those classic comic book time paradoxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Batman's parents died, but the thing is, right before they died, they went to the future and had a child and then brought him back to when they died so right. that when they died, they just had a baby in their arms.
They're like, oh, look, my baby.
Yeah, and that's how that works, me. Right?
Yeah, and also I also heard it, like they sent like a pod from like their home planet
mm-hmm.
down into, and it finally crashed on Earth.
Right, before their planet exploded, yeah.
Right. And then it was, he had this like tail on the end and the super bat abilities. And it went on for like hundreds and hundreds of episodes.
Yeah, it's weird. Didn't he turn into a monkey at some point?
I mean, I don't think he likes to talk about it.
Oh, no, I bet he doesn't, but doesn't mean it didn't happen. All right, another question for them from the technology section for those tech wizards. Here you go. How turn computer monitor into mirror? Hi. Does anyone know if it's possible to use a background that would essentially turn my computer monitor into a mirror? Scanning a mirror doesn't work.
You know what? They tried.
You think?
They tried, and I respect them for that decision.
Scanning a mirror. How are you that kind of stupid? I'm sorry. I'm not usually offended by these things, but... Oh, man.
Brandon, did you try this once? Before
scanning is
so
not
personal?
Duplicating, it's essentially taking a photo of something but like laying it on top of it. Wait, that's how scanning works.
I thought it was alchemy.
That's right, scanning is alchemy.
Yeah.
But you can only work with what you got,
right?
But at the end of the day, whatever wizardry you commit, you only create a paper copy of whatever it is. So a paper mirror, is that going to still have the same stuff on it? Same quality?
Try to scan your dead parents.
Same chemistry? I can't scan my dead parents and have them come back to life.
No.
They're still, it's just a photo of dead
people.
The
Elric brothers tried that.
They tried. That's how they tried.
Did not work well for them.
No, and that's how one of them ended up in a suit. And the other one ended up being really angry with life every day, all the time. And an anime character. Yep. I think we covered that. All right.
Which one are we going here?
Robert asks, do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles?
Yes. Someone else agrees with me after all these years of pondering this question. I mean, how else would they film Star Wars?
Yeah, they had to
change. And even Ender's Game.
Not only did they change the name to Blue Harvest while they were filming, but also... they invented thunderstorms. That's actually the specific date in which they invented thunderstorms, was right. to make sure that they can actually reproduce a quality battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why else go to the moon?
Right.
If not for space battles.
Absolutely. Okay, got another live question here. How is Yahoo Answers different from this podcast? Well, Ethan, I'm glad you asked that. Chris, how is Yahoo Answers different from this podcast?
Yahoo Answers actually has people submit questions. That's the difference.
Here's the deal. Yahoo Answers, anyone can send in some answers, but the thing is, with us, we're a quality podcast. We're world renowned. We have 41 subscribers, gosh dang it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're of a high caliber.
And we are number one in countries without internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I put up one flyer and that made us number one. So there's that. But I think what it comes down to is we filter our questions in that we find them on the internet. And we're able to only select what suits our needs and desires and wants and cravings and
impulses.
Yeah, and impulses.
Yes.
And so because of that, it's different. Yahoo Answers is like, come one, come all, ask your crap. And whereas with us, it's like, hey, sure, but you know, we're gonna filter through it. We're gonna make sure that it's only creme de la creme. Right? Am I right about that? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Then,
yeah. No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, correct me, please, if I'm wrong.
No.
So that's how Yahoo Answers is different from this podcast, in that it's a cesspool.
That we're better than
we
them.
We give quality bad advice to a select, privileged audience.
Otherwise, if we go on Yahoo Answers, it's just not safe for work, anywhere, life. No, it's not safe. Like, going on that website... And the relationship section is just a terrifying area.
Yeah, I was not okay with what I saw.
We don't cover
that on this. Things. I learned a lot of stuff.
Yahoo Answers, educational.
Oh yeah, in a bad way. Okay, all right. Back to the Yahoo's Answers. Good question. That was quality. We got to make that distinction clear. All right. How do I change my race? At Peace asks. How do I change my race? Last year, I was a Catholic, but I'm bored with that now. I've been thinking for the next year or so, I'd like to be either Chinese or Russian. How can I change my race?
And naturally, this was asked by a white person.
Oh, man, this is bad. Ooh. Okay, how do I change my race? Chris?
You grab a pair of dice.
Mm.
You re-roll.
Gotta re-roll your character.
Re-roll it.
Okay. Now let's suppose that for some odd reason they're not playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm tracking with you.
Yeah, I know. Weird, huh?
Yeah, so weird.
Okay, so if they're not playing Dungeons and Dragons, I would go to an Arabic speaking country. Go to Saudi Arabia, somewhere in that region. A region that's known for genies. Buy up all the lamps. You never know which one's actually going to contain a genie.
Yeah.
So maybe just go to the local hardware store, buy every lamp, or don't even buy them. Just start rubbing up against them. Just got to get that genie out of that lamp. And that's the only way that I see this happening. That or pray to your Catholic God that you're displeased with. And maybe he'll be like, okay, fine. I'll change your race so that you can just be done with that.
Yeah.
But... I think that you have a better bet with the genies.
Yeah, I was going to say prayer. So that's a solid,
mm-hmm.
solid answer.
Yeah. Maybe fast a little bit.
A while.
That's how things happen.
A while.
Yeah. All right. Another question. Oh,
man. So many.
Oh, so good.
All right.
No, can't. Avoiding those. Are skeletons real or made up? My friend's mom says she was once chased by a skeleton, but I don't think skeletons are real. Please help me. Are skeletons real?
Yes.
How so? How's that the case?
They are constructed from the bones of our dear family members.
So you're saying...
And we dress them in top hats and suits. And they dance.
What?
With canes.
Why have I not dug up my great-grandparents yet? That sounds like the best idea ever.
Yep, that is the question tonight.
Oh, man. I wanna go hang out with those folks. That sounds fun.
They're really fun. Don't expect the conversation to be that like all that fleshed out, though. It's pretty, pretty bone dry. Yeah, I mean, science. Science has skeletons involved. You have to name all the bones, right? I don't know the bone song, so I can't do it.
Yeah, I was about to attempt it, but yeah, I realized I was going to start off on the wrong foot, and it was probably going to end horribly. So, next question.
Like, literally the wrong foot, or like, metaphorically the wrong foot?
All right, now we got a very serious question here. Okay. Is there a spell to become a mermaid that actually works? I would like to know if there's a spell available to become a mermaid, one that works. Mm. I am asking people that believe in mermaid. Don't say things like, mermaids don't exist, because I take it very seriously and I find it offensive. Please help me find a spell. BTW, I'm also a witch.
I'm glad she made that very clear for
us. That helps.
It really does.
We know what we're working with.
That's true. I don't have to tell you to go find a witch, because you are a witch.
Yeah,
and she's got it. We should burn you.
Well, first we got to see if she floats.
True.
If she weighs less than wood, then we know that she floats. That means she's really a witch and we can burn her.
Right.
And also, wood burns and only witches burn, because humans don't burn.
Right. Because witches are made of wood.
Yes, that's why they're witches.
Naturally.
Okay, so now that we've established that the criteria for whether or not she's truly a witch or just a liar, let's find her a spell. Are we gonna delve into the dark realms to find her a spell to become a mermaid?
The dark realms of Google?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me Google that for you.
All right.
It's gonna take a while on my little phone.
Okay.
But Baron, how would you answer this question without using the internet?
Without using the internet? I am the internet. I can't not use the internet. So, that being said, I would find the devil of the sea, which means...
Ursula?
Yeah, but more in the generic real world sense, because Ursula doesn't exist.
Ursula.
Get a sea diver's helmet, get a whole scuba suit, get down as far as you can, and start offering your voice to every octopus that you stumble across. You just got to be like, hey, you want to do a deal? My voice for mermaid action? I want to become a mermaid. Can we do this? You good? We good? No? You don't talk? Not speak it to English? Yo necesito mermaid? Wow, that's definitely not how you sound it out.
No.
Mermaido?
I forgot you were white. You just reminded me.
I'm half white. Thank you very much. Anyway. You.
Well, I found a little chant or mantra right here.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Do you want to read this together?
Do you want... Okay.
The spell's not going to work because we're not wet. That's the
I don't know if I feel okay saying a spell out loud for people to hear. Can we change a couple of the words?
I'll let you change whatever words you like.
I'm going to change a couple of the words just so we don't like... get some hexes upon us.
Accidentally
like that.
Become mermaids.
Yeah, gotta be careful. Okay.
If I wouldn't be able to move, I'd be trapped.
All right, someone replied, I have seen two spells for becoming a mermaid, and they do both work. This is the first one. Magic spirits of the... I'm going to say couch.
Of the couch.
Mermaid... No, skip the line. I would like a tail, not 2 feet. Beauty be upon... I'm going to change it to say you. Fish all kinds, let me see. When I'm finished in the sky. When I'm dry, my feet return to me. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so here's the second one. I don't think I could pronounce that.
What is it?
These aren't even words. Well, the first ones aren't. Okay. I'm going to just... Let's go for it. insouciant, inclemency, redoubletat, mediocrité.
Mediocrité. I like how you...
Refutable humanity, make me what I wish to be. I don't know, is that English? Make me what I wish to be.
I feel like...
Mermaid boy. Which is one and which is all. Give someone the power to say, remember... Oh, at the end, it has this tagline. All caps. Remember to say this when wet. It only works when you're wet. So we're good.
That's what I said, yep.
Yeah, I'm not wet. No more. So I'm good.
Yep, no mermaids here.
Okay. Anyway, so that's how you become a mermaid, dude. Cool.
I like how you're okay with, you know, chanting a language you don't know, but reading some words in English freaks you out.
Oh, no, I might have adjusted it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Question. Chris.
Yes.
Do midgets have night vision?
Clearly. How else do garden gnomes always stay on the garden?
And they're always watching.
Always watching. That's why you buy garden gnomes.
Always watching.
From Home Depot.
Yep. So that they watch your lawn. Because who needs security system when you've got garden gnomes who have night vision? Do security systems have night vision? No, I think not. None of them.
Nope.
No.
No.
I mean, they just recently got high definition. They probably don't have night vision.
Coming soon, 2015.
Yeah, okay. Are there any autographs of Jesus Christ? I know there are autographs of Babe Ruth and of John Lennon and George Washington. Are there any autographs of Jesus Christ that are either on eBay or people's houses?
People's houses that are available for me to go in and take? Or leave a dollar? Well,
where would you find a Jesus Christ autograph?
I mean, if God's other son, Babe Ruth, and his cousin George Washington have autographs in it, that does follow that Jesus Christ should have autographs that he left here. Definitely. Now, where would I find them? The Dead Sea Scrolls?
Just
go and borrow them for a while. Do a little, kind of like, you know, what Nicolas Cage did in... National Treasure. Almost blanked on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then just light it on fire and see what remains from it will be an autograph.
Okay, I was just going to look through the scrolls or the original text, go to only the parts that are
like control find. Yeah, control find. Oh! Yeah,
control find all the parts that are in red.
That's great, yeah.
Because after every time that Jesus spoke, he signed his name afterward, right?
Right, and those are like... the more important verses because they're in red.
Absolutely. Oh, dear God.
Bless you. That was the heresy coming out.
Yeah, sorry. He's just really not okay. Let's move on. We're going to move on.
We're going to move on.
Okay.
Before we get turned into mermaids.
James Russells of Yahoo Answers says, I swallowed an ice cube whole and I haven't pooped it out. I'm really scared. Is it stuck? Yes.
Yes.
We all know ice cube only melts when it's outside of people. And so you're... Dude, that sucks.
From the ice inside your soul.
Yeah, you're going to start...
ice in your veins. It's just... you're not warm enough to actually melt the ice.
No. This is how we get snowmen.
This is how it happens. You've seen Frozen, right? The big snow golem that like attacks people. Yeah, that's going to be your future. Yep. I'm very sorry for you.
Sucks.
But if you have a change of heart and your heart grows 10 sizes this day and you become a nicer person, your body will become warmer as well.
Oh, yeah?
And you might actually build a melt ice cube with your good deeds.
Rad.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
Oh, grounded in
science.
Takes
good deeds. Oh, man. Here's a whole thing.
I'm just going to look over here.
Sakura Colon. Last name Colon. We know it's coming. Here it is. Did I turn my boyfriend into a vampire? Okay. So, I have a new boyfriend.
Yay!
And we have been seeing each other for about a month now. Anyway, the other night, we had a Twilight marathon. I love Twilight. Ugh. And a dream of mine is to turn...
No, just to have. To have a vampire boyfriend.
I thought it was to turn a boyfriend into a vampire. I misread.
No, that's a confusion.
A dream of mine is to have a vampire boyfriend. I have been experimenting with eating my own blood ever since... Oh, gosh. Ever since the Twilight books first came out. I consider myself to be a vampire now. I usually just save... I usually just save the blood I lose naturally each month.
Oh my gosh.
And enjoy that later.
Oh.
The fact that this is actually on Yahoo Answer.
It is accessible.
This is accessible. Want to know the difference?
This is empirical,
Ethan,
fact.
Yeah. Between this and our podcast?
Yep.
We don't have vampire fans. And we're not vampires, or at least we don't think we are. Nope. All right. Rein it in.
Yep.
So, I decided I would try and turn my new boyfriend. So, I've been cooking my blood into his food when he comes over. Oh, gosh. Oh. I've tried making blood pudding as well. Nope, not really.
Nope.
Oh gosh, I actually do feel a little sick. By the way, you need a lot of blood for blood pudding, it says. So, I usually just add a little bit of blood into the marinade or pasta sauce, etc., etc.
Ah!
He has absolutely no idea. Smiley face. Because adding a smiley face makes it okay.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing it for about 3 to 4 weeks. Do you think he would be a vampire by now? Fingers crossed.
Oh, no. But I hope so.
Gosh. Oh.
I'm never having a girl cook for me, ever.
I know. I'm watching. I am like a hawk watching what's going on, making sure that she doesn't have any, like, red stains around her mouth. Because if she does, I'm out.
What if it's sangria?
I don't care. It's too similar to blood.
Yep.
Sangria is probably made with blood.
Probably. Probably.
Anything red is probably made with blood.
Yep.
Yep. Ever since Twilight, you can't trust anyone.
Any fangirl?
None of the fangirls can be trusted.
Dear Lord.
Gosh. Oh, man. Yeah, you're a vampire, and he's a vampire, and go get some steaks, and have at it, because we don't need vampires.
No.
But again, we're a bad advice podcast, so what do we know?
So keep doing it. You'll have a great time, and you'll be a vampire sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get them.
Yep.
You're going to get your Cullen. Get your Edward Cullen.
Culinary degree.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah?
With Cullen blood.
Yeah?
Yep. It fits so
fist bump.
Well.
That was nice. It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Get your culinary degree. Question.
Okay.
Are there birds in Canada?
Absolutely not. There's only moose. And hockey. Moose hockey.
Wow, that was really... Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Moving okay.
Can I safely look at a picture of the sun? I know it's bad to look at the sun, but what if I took a picture of it with my phone? Would it still ruin my eyes?
This is why we have people on death row. So they can look at pictures of the sun without, you know, ruining their future life.
How else are we gonna get those NASA photographs of the sun unless we have people that have already been sentenced to death taking photos so that they can just... It's two in one. You get your photo of the sun, and they're dead.
They're dead.
There you go. That's actually... You know, they say they've had lethal injections, but really, it's always been death by photo of sun. Why do crocodiles walk so gaily? I mean, they walk like they've got their nails done or something. That was all a quote. Yeah. I mean, they kind of... Think about it. Let's reenact this real quick. This is how the crocodiles walk.
They do.
So, are they gay? Are they just covering up for something? Or are they all keyboard cats?
Wow, what a great perspective to bring to this.
I'm just saying, this versus this, kind of the same thing.
Very, very similar.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
One out of three. Which is it?
I'm going keyboard cat. I think crocodiles are just misunderstood, and that is rude to assume their sexual orientation based off of their keyboard cat ways.
Okay. Yeah. So, is The Hunger Games based on a true story? I was watching The Hunger Games. Is it true? Like, did it happen to the Nazis after World War II? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That was the Holocaust.
Oh. No. No. This is the difference between us and Yahoo. This is the difference between us and Yahoo Answers. We are supposed to have class. Yahoo Answers is a cesspool. Now you go and taint our reputation like that?
I mean, I sent in my application. They're turning me slowly into a Yahoo Answer vampire.
Get out. Hogwash asks, if evolution is true, did I say you could come back? No, I'm kidding. You're good. You're good. Come back in. Can you actually lose weight by rubbing your stomach? I'm 5'5", and I weigh 220, and I'm 26 years old. My 14-year-old daughter... Wait, what?
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 Cesspool.
You're 26 years old. Your 14-year-old daughter... My 14-year-old daughter, I guess. So the daughter that's 12 years younger than you. Huh. Is embarrassed to be around me. And it's going to take a lot of time, a long time to lose all of this Wade.
Yep, that's what that says.
Wade. So I heard that if I rub my hands together gently for really quickly for around 15 seconds... And then rubbing around your belly button that makes you lose weight. If this is true, has anyone tried that and did it work for you? I can feel the pounds melting away. Nah.
Ugh, no.
Nah, it didn't work.
But I'm hungry.
Oh, man. Let's get some food after this.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So... 60 seconds and 1 minute aren't really the same? This is a bit of a random question, but the answer has been bugging me for a long time. Okay, so, on a microwave, if you press 60, then it will cook for 60 seconds or 1 minute. Following me?
Yes.
And if you also press 1 minute, it will cook for 1 minute or 60 seconds, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, well, my question is, if you add 1 minute, plus 1 minute, it's 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, this seems great. I'm very impressed by this Yahoo question.
So your food will cook for a total of 2 minutes, yeah. But if you add 60 seconds plus 60 seconds, it will only cook for 1 minute and 20 seconds, even though 60 seconds is 1 minute?
And you let me down.
I know. Confusing question. I guess, to put it in simplest term, how come 1 minute plus 1 minute equals 2 minutes, but 60 seconds plus 60 seconds, only 1 minute and 20 seconds?
What gives?
Chris, how do I do math?
Why math?
How math? How does time work?
Time static. I got nothing. Is that like a TLDR on the bottom? Is that what they mean by that?
No.
Whenever someone would put a TLDR?
Yeah, that is a TLDR.
What does that even stand for?
Too long, didn't read.
That's just rude.
I know it is, isn't it? But it's like, all right, if you're going to be rude, here's at least what I was trying to get at. That's kind of why they provide it.
I feel like I'm appealing to someone's short attention span.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is it possible to make toast in a microwave? Please, I'm craving toast. Parentheses. Pregnant. And at work?
Oh,
only if you're willing to trust the microwave.
Lord.
Like.
No.
No, actually, no. You're just. No.
You're going to eat radioactive bread is what you're going to end up doing.
What it is going to be a pile of mush. It's bad. It's so...
I literally do want to try this, though, because I'm very curious.
Why does my cat vibrate? Her chest always vibrates like she has worms or something in here. Is it normal? When she vibrates, she makes a tiny vibrate noise, and it's scaring me because it doesn't seem normal. Is she maybe purring? Could it be that she's purring?
Well,
or maybe dreaming, and when you dream and you're an animal, you shake a little bit? I don't know.
Well, naturally, going from what you taught me from years ago, Brandon, cats right. are part of Satan's army.
Yes.
So
that's accurate.
It's vibrating because it's starting to steal your soul. Whenever, as you're touching it, it's literally taking your soul. And it vibrates in happiness because it's taking your soul as you're touching it.
You're absolutely right. Why does my arm shake and turn bright red when I'm eating dirt?
And this was brought to you by the Midwest.
Oh, man. You know what? Let's do a rapid fire before we close here. Okay? All right,
I'm ready.
Can I tell by the smell of my husband's gas if he has been cheating?
Yes, clearly.
How many calories are in a booger?
Too many for you to eat.
Is throwing your hair in the garbage safe?
Only if you're wizards. You don't live with wizards.
What happens if you paint your teeth white with nail polish?
Oh, dear Lord.
That needs an explanation. My cousin always does this and her teeth are really white. Is this bad for you?
Brought to you by the Midwest.
Just alienating a whole people group. Anyway, how do you get spaghetti stains out of your underwear?
White nail polish.
Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun?
No.
Final question. Why do black people call each other Monica?
Oh, man. Okay. I can't think of a question that I'm allowed to say as a white person. Or an answer, I mean. So.
Could it be that maybe you always happen to walk in on conversations in which they're actually addressing someone who might actually have the name Monica?
Maybe they just know a lot of Monicas. Why are you asking this question, racist?
Why gotta be that way? Why gotta group them into one category? Why you gotta isolate, like, oh, you know, this whole people group, they're all Monica.
Hashtag and not all what? Monicas are black.
How dare you? That's their word. That's their word.
You can't use that. You can't steal that.
All right.
We stole enough land from the Indians. All right. Now I'm gonna fire questions at you.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Good luck, because I don't think there's enough.
I'll find some. All right. How big is the Pacific Ocean?
5 meters.
Do you guys think that if MJ hadn't died, he would still be alive today?
I don't know. Maybe as a ghost.
Are there gravity in India?
No. They all float around.
That's a good answer. That's a good one. That's a good one. This is tough. Okay. If evolution is true, then why do pigs not have wings?
They don't try hard enough.
If evolution is true, then why hasn't my dog turned into an elephant?
Your dog is lame. And has some serious problems.
All right. Do. I'm trying to find any questions. Even. Is it illegal to kill an ant?
Yes, only in the state of California.
Ah, liberals.
You know what? No, I'm sorry. Jump back. Read the full thing for... is it illegal to kill an ant?
The explanation for this by Lizzie Waterworth. Today I was walking down the street and there was an ant on a puppy. So I stepped on the ant and killed it. The police officer gave me a very dirty look. And so did a lot of other people around. So I was wondering if it's illegal to kill an ant. I'm super serious. This isn't a joke.
I don't know. Maybe it's not illegal to kill an ant, but maybe it's illegal to step on a dog, you horrible person.
Yeah. Probably not stomping on dogs is a good call. But why do lizards die? Why do lizards die, Brandon?
I wanted to postpone that because I don't know.
No, but yeah, but like why? I just wanted to say that.
Lizards die because people do horrible things. Live question. Ethan, thanks again, Ethan, asks, if I find a baby on the side of the street and don't take it home, am I a bad parent?
You're just a bad Samaritan. You're not really the parent at that point.
unless, you know, you're not a Samaritan, then you're just a bad person.
Yes.
But you're definitely not a parent, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations on not being a parent. You're fine. All right. How do I unbake a cake?
Alchemy.
Good answer. And I think that is about it.
All right. Well, thanks again for tuning in to another exciting edition of Ask Don't Panic. Ethan says he's learned so much. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm glad you were able to stick around with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you can hit us up on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, iTunes. That's the best way to listen to us, guys. Seriously, like, spread
all the
good
cool
word.
Kids are doing it.
Spread the good word of Ask Don't Panic. I just left a flyer at my local coffee shop, by the way.
Nice.
So I'm working on spreading the good word. And you know what? We're going to have a fun thing soon where if you share it with a couple people, you'll get like a sticker or something sweet, a hand-typed letter perhaps, you know, typed
I
from
only
my
hand
own
type.
Two hands.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, thanks again, guys. This has been fun. I always look forward to this.
I tolerate it weekly.
Well, but, now I know what's real.
Yep. Yeah, you do. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. As we said before, please follow us on the social media things if you're interested. We hope you are. It's been a fun time diving into the disgustingness of Yahoo Answers with you, and I hope you have mouthwash nearby or, you know, classical music to just cleanse your ears or something.
Mm-hmm.
But until next week, have a wonderful week. And if you have any questions, please send them into our email or any of our social media. But our email is askdontpanic@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
And as always, don't panic. We've got you covered. And we love you. Besitos.
I'm going to click the button.